You know why the leaders of European countries want a long, drawn-out war with Russia? It's very simple. They need to kill off all of their young, capable men in order to avoid an uprising, a revolution, a revolt against their own governments. So these governments of the UK and Germany and France and other European countries, they are deliberately committing national suicide, allowing a mass influx of illegals and migrants to come in, take over their land, take over their governments, burn down their churches, rape their young women. And you'll go to jail if you criticize any of that. If you're, you know, a European person, you'll go to jail. They'll come kick in your door, raid your house, lock you up for posting a mean tweet that even dares to report the truth about, you know, radical, illegal terrorists. And so they need war to get rid of the young males that are the most likely demographic to actually stage a revolution, you know, successfully. So this is a big part of the motivation behind all of this. And also, of course, the leaders of the UK, especially, they need a cover story for the economic collapse that they have put in place. Now, why does the United States want war with Russia? Well, it's a different reason, but not that far apart from the European reason. And I've covered this in recent podcasts, but, and I think I'm the only one even talking about this, but the U.S. needs to drastically reduce its population in order to free up power grid terawatt hours for the AI data centers in order to compete with China on the race to superintelligence, where China is producing over 10,000 terawatt hours of power annually. The United States is producing only 4,400 terawatt hours. And it would take close to about 20 years to build the nuclear power plants that Trump has recently announced. That's 10 Westinghouse AP1000 power plants. That would only add a total of 100 terawatt hours to the national power grid, which is it's a drop in the bucket compared to China. So the only way to actually free up power grid infrastructure in the short term is to kill off hundreds of millions of Americans. And understand that there's also the financial reset reason. So the U.S. empire, and I don't put this on Trump. I mean, not Trump alone. But the U.S. empire has created such a mountain of debt that there's no way out of it except to default on the debt. And on top of that, the U.S. government will have to default on the debt obligations or the entitlements that it owes the people. Social Security, pensions, disability payments, veterans benefits, you know, you get the idea. Medicare. I mean, that's actually the largest expenditure. I think it's the largest is, Medicare and Social Security combined would certainly be the largest expenditures. The other two being the Pentagon, you know, war, and of course, interest on the debt. But the biggest cost to the U.S. government are, in fact, entitlements. And the total of entitlements that are owed to the American people are in excess of $230 trillion, which is, of course, many multiples higher than the $37 trillion reported as, quote, national debt. Okay? So are you getting the picture here? The only way for the U.S. government to remain solvent is to find a way to kill off a couple hundred million Americans. And the only way for the UK government to remain solvent and to remain in power is to also find a way to kill off a whole lot of its own people. And this is actually, I'm not going to say normal. It's not normal. It's horrifying and demonic, but it is a repeating typical cycle of history. When nations reach a certain point of debt obligations and they turn into welfare states, then their only way out of it is to find a way to kill off most of their own people. And that is achieved through war. And it's like Gerald Celente says, when all else fails, they take you to war. Now, I've covered this in more detail over the last couple of days in my Brighteon broadcast news, if you want to check it there for more detail. But what I wanted to say here today is that this war is closer than you think. And we see the rhetoric from Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham. I call him Flimsy Graham. Other people call him Lady G. But he's trying to amp up nuclear war with Russia as quickly as he can. And Trump's people, maybe not Trump himself, but once again, he doesn't seem to be really in charge anymore. He's surrounded by people who are just begging for war with Russia. And so that's why Trump recently changed the so-called 50-day deadline to a 10 to 12-day deadline. And that was 2 days ago now. So that's 8 to 10 days away from right now. And when that deadline hits, then Trump has threatened to slap 100% tariffs on any country that purchases energy from Russia. And that would include China. That would include India. Yeah, good luck. That would include Turkey. It would include the EU, in fact. And Trump just reached a tariff deal with the EU that basically is economic suicide for the EU, which would subject EU products to a 15% tariff as they are imported into the United States. And the EU agrees to buy $750 billion worth of overpriced U.S. energy because the EU, of course, is suffering energy famine since the U.S. blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, cutting off Western Europe from Russian energy. So when this deadline comes, first of all, Russia is not going to be moved by this deadline. Nothing is going to change in Russia's actions. That's already apparent. Medvedev has already said, yeah, go pound sand. We don't care what numbers you throw out, what days you count. We will negotiate peace when our conditions are met. That's Russia's position. And, you know, to the credit of Russia, they have a consistent position. It's been very consistent. Unlike Trump, that changes his mind and changes his numbers every day, like rolling dice, you know. Again, Trump's brain is a random number generator. That's all he does, spits out new random numbers on a daily basis. So Russia doesn't care one way or another about this deadline. China, though, that's a totally different situation. If Trump decides to slap an additional 100% tariffs on China in the next 12 days, well, that's going to cause a massive disruption of U.S. automobile manufacturers, among others. And, you know, it's bizarre because Trump just announced another 90-day extension of the punitive tariffs against China. That was just announced a couple of days ago. So China's supposed to have another 90-day window to negotiate some kind of long-term deal. So if Trump interrupts that and just says, hey, plus 100%, then, you know, all kinds of chaos is going to break loose. And similar situation exists with India and Turkey and, you know, Brazil, for example. But understand that none of those countries are going to stop buying energy from Russia. And what does that tell you? I mean, they've already announced this. They're not going to stop buying energy. It tells you that the U.S. can no longer set the terms of international trade. The U.S. is no longer in command of allowing countries to buy and sell certain products that only the USA approves of. So this means the U.S. has lost its leverage over the world. Lost its leverage to try to punish Russia. This was designed to punish Russia, to bankrupt Russia by secondary tariffs that punish the countries that do business with Russia. But it has failed. It has failed. And it's just like the other day, Trump had to tell his Commerce Department to stop restricting NVIDIA GPU microchip exports to China. So China is going to get all the GPUs they need to pursue their AI research and dominate because they have all the power. They've got the power grid that the U.S. does not have. And Trump just, he had to cave in and bow down and kiss the ring of Xi and say, okay, you can have all the microchips you want. Yeah, that just happened. Not that you're being told that by the White House, but that's the reality of the situation. The U.S. no longer has leverage over the world. So what does the U.S. have left? If the economic sanctions aren't working and the secondary tariffs aren't working and all the verbal threats of Lady G, Lindsey Graham, if that's not working, because everybody sees him as a like a gay clown, basically. If all that stuff is not working, what does the U.S. have remaining to use? Answer, nuclear weapons. So if anybody takes this war nuclear, it's going to be the U.S. first. Or let's say a European country acting as a proxy of the U.S. That's where this is going. Russia is not going to be the first to use a nuclear weapon. It will be the West. And as I said before, one of the potential scenarios is that the West uses nuclear weapons against itself. That the U.S. bombs or nukes its own cities. Or European cities or European military bases. Anything to blame Russia. And I believe that that's the most likely scenario at this point, is Western forces, or MI6, let's be honest, it's going to be MI6 and the CIA and the deep state, they will nuke some target or series of targets in the West, and they will blame Russia. And they might even use Russian uranium to do that, because, of course, the U.S. is constantly purchasing uranium from Russia to power our nuclear power plants. Did you know that? That's one of the product areas that has not been sanctioned, because the U.S. needs uranium from Russia. So we have all this Russian uranium, and it's a very simple matter to centrifuge that and create nuclear bombs that have certain isotopic ratios that are a fingerprint of Russian uranium with all the certain impurities, etc. That, again, that it's a fingerprint method. I know this because, of course, I own and run a mass spec laboratory. So, you know, we can look at the isotopic fingerprint of, you know, any fallout, and we can tell you the ratio of all the different elements. And then from that, you can determine where the fuel came from. So the West can set off nukes and blame Russia. And credibly, they can even point to the isotopic ratio of the fallout, and they can say, look, it's Russian uranium. See, it was Russia. See, that's the plan. I think that's the plan. And then the West gets what it wants. War. Nuclear war with Russia. And then the West can claim to have the moral high ground. Oh my God, them evil Russians. They nuked us first. Yeah, the West will play victim. You know, it's no different than Black Lives Matter people spraying, spray painting swastikas on the side of their own like college dormitory and then claiming there's racism, or, you know, a Zionist group doing the same thing and claiming to be victims. And how many times, you know, I mean, it's like the juicy Smollett of international nuclear geopolitical war. That's what this is. It's claiming that, oh, somebody beat you up and put a noose around your neck. But with nuclear weapons. That's what the West is going to do. They're going to pull a juicy Smollett. Think about it. And then it's going to be all hell breaks loose. And Martin Armstrong, remember, says there's a 100% chance of a nuclear war with Russia. And his timetable for that is 2025/2026. So we don't know if that means by the end of this year, possibly. Or, hopefully not, could be next year. Sometime next year. We don't know when. We don't know who's actually going to pull this off or how many cities are going to get nuked. But we know how the playbook works. So that's where this is going. Bottom line is, you need to be ready at a level that you maybe haven't considered before. This isn't going to be a weekend winter storm. This isn't going to be a short-term, you know, power outage. It's not even going to be COVID, as bad as that was. This is going to be way worse than the COVID era in terms of government lockdowns and, you know, war footing and censorship of freedom of speech. And everybody has to do what we say because war. That's coming. That's coming in spades. So the bottom line is, right now, as you have a relative sense of freedom, I have to laugh because, of course, you know, extreme censorship is underway, but you have relative freedom right now to buy the things you want to buy. You can buy guns and ammo. You can buy, you know, satellite phones. You can buy gold. You can buy, you know, extra food. You can buy iodine. Like, iodine is readily available even on our website, healthrangerstore.com. You can buy all these things right now. You won't be able to buy many of those things when it hits the fan. I mean, precious metals just skyrocket. You don't even have any idea how crazy high that's going to go. Gold and silver will become unobtainium. Probably the silver market will explode on failure to deliver, and then gold might go failure to deliver, and then treasuries might collapse, and then the debt market implodes, and, you know, Trump will say it's Russia's fault, and everybody, we rescued you. You just sign up for the CBDC through JP Morgan, and then you got to hand over your eye print or your thumbprint or your nasal swab to get the Morgan coins backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government that's now $40 trillion in debt, et cetera, et cetera. And your freedom will be gone. You'll be living under a wartime scenario for a decade while U.S. cities are nuked. Okay, that's what's coming, most likely. And unfortunately, the people in the Trump administration, most of them are warmongers, and they're totally on board with this, and they're trying to steer Trump exactly in this direction. So get prepared in every way that you can, obviously, and we've been over this 1,000 times. To the extent that you can, you know, get your backup food supplies and medicine supplies, and listen to all my free audiobooks if you have any gaps in your preparedness, and understand that I'll be continuing to provide information. I'm recording a new special report I'll share with you soon. And you can shop with us at healthrangerstore.com for all your food and survival supplies. And I recommend that you do that. Get yourself squared away. Maybe you have until Christmas. I don't know. Maybe God will intervene. Maybe aliens will stop the nukes. I hope. Who knows? But probably not. Probably we'll end up with nukes going off sometime in the next year or so. So pray that doesn't happen, but plan for it to happen. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com, Brighteon.com, and you can follow me at Health Ranger on X and other social media platforms. When you're ready for the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements, personal care products, do yourself a favor, do your health a favor, and shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. We have our own mass spec laboratory where we do our own in-house testing for heavy metals, for glyphosate, for bacteria, yeast, and mold, and E. coli, and salmonella, and so much more. We do more extensive testing for the cleanliness and the authenticity of foods than any other company that I've ever heard of. And you can get all of this right now, the cleanest, most nutrient-dense foods at healthrangerstore.com. Plus, all these amazing categories, we've got personal care solutions for you, from toothpaste and shampoo and body soap to preparedness items such as freeze-dried fruits and superfoods in number 10 cans that are sealed and good for very long-term shelf-stable storage. We've got home care products such as cleaning concentrates and laundry detergents, automatic dishwasher detergent, and so on. And of course, we never use fragrance chemicals. We never use artificial dyes. We never use fillers or garbage or anything like that. Nearly everything that we sell is certified organic and non-GMO. And even our vitamin C is non-China vitamin C, non-GMO vitamin C. So shop with us. You'll be glad you did. And we have freeze-dried tart cherries available right now in number 10 cans and in pouches. And those are delicious. You can eat them like snacks. You'll love those. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.